Austraalia riikliku päeva juured asuvad riigi koloniaalses ajaloos. See päev tähistab ajaloolist sündmust, mille esimene Briti laevadest koosnev laevastik 26. jaanuaril 1788. aastal Port Jacksonisse saabus ning mil kuberner Arthur Phillip Sydney abajas lipu heiskas. Paljud põlisrahvastest austraallased peavad seda päeva kas sissetungi või ellujäämise päevaks. Kuidas on siis Austraalia päeva tähendus läbi aegade muutunud? Austraalia päeva peeti esimest korda väikse kokkusaamisega Sydneys 19. sajandi alguses. Darwinis elav ajaloolane Dr. Elizabeth Kwan on essee Austraalia tähistamine Austraalia päeva ajalugu autor. Ta selgitab lähemalt 26. jaanuari algset eesmärki.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centred on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country. That is Britain.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwan ütleb, et peale teise maailmasõja järgset immigratsioonilainet mõistis föderaalvalitsus, et nad peavad austraallastel aitama üksteisega positiivsel viisil suhestuda.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
1988. aastal nõustusid kõik Austraalia osariigid ja territooriumid 26. jaanuaril ühiselt Austraalia päeva pidama ning kõigest alles 1994. aastal sai sellest päevast riigipüha. Austraalia päeva tähistamist ning auhindade kätteandmist koordineerib riiklik Austraalia päeva nõukogu. Nõukogu direktor Chris Kirby räägib 2016. aastal läbi viidud uuringust, mis uuris, mida see päev inimeste jaoks tähendab.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Kaasaegset Austraalia päeva tähistatakse üle kogu riigi. Chris Kirby sõnul otsustavad paljud austraallased seda päeva pere või sõprade ringis tähistada või üritustest osa võtta.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Austraalia päeval peetakse ka kodakondsustseremooniaid, kus uued kodanikud annavad Austraalia kodaniku vande. Chris Kirby ütleb, et selline tseremoonia tähistab meie multikultuursust.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism that all of us, other than the first Australians, are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's to me a very apt way of marking our national day.
Austraalia päeva õhtul annab peaminister üle auhinna väljapaistvatele kodanikele, kes on väljapaistvalt panustanud kogukonda ja riiki.
They've been running since 1960, and originally there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have 4 awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Kuid paljud esimeste rahvaste inimesed peavad 26. jaanuarit sissetungi või üleelamise päevaks, kuna see tähistab Briti kolonialiseerimise esimest päeva. Dr. Chelsea Bond on Munanjali päritolu ning Lõunamere saarestikust pärit austraallane, kes õpetab Queenslandi ülikoolis aborigeeni ning Torrese väina saartega seotud õppeaineid. Tema sõnul ei tähista paljud põlis elanikest austraallased 26. jaanuari.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Chris Kirby tunnistab, et selle kuupäevaga on seotud palju vastakaid tundeid.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
Fremantle linnavalitsuse julge samm kaasata tähistamisse ka põlisrahvastest austraallased ning muuta Austraalia päev 28. jaanuaril peetavaks One Dayks ehk üheks päevaks tõi endaga kaasa palju vastuolu. Linnavalitsuse kodulehel seisab, et see otsus sündis soovist tähistada austraallaseks olemist nõnda, et see kaasaks kõiki austraallasi. Dr. Chelsea Bond usub, et üleriiklikud Austraalia päeva pidustused peaksid samuti mõnel teisel päeval toimuma.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change the date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness, where something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwan ütleb, et see päev on muutunud tänapäeva Austraalia suuremaks peegelpildiks.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress and the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.